This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger.
Hello.
Hi.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Chrysler.
Happy Chrysler. Happy so Christmas. Obviously, this is our Christmas episode of Killing Time. We thought we'd be a little bit festive with the outfits. Jared's in his festive flannel.
Yeah, I did the most.
He did the most. Alexis, you're in a little onesie that you have told me is a game.
It is a game. I put some balls next to you guys. Why don't you
let's give that a
do
shot.
The honors.
Do a
I don't
little...
know what you're going to be aiming for. Maybe.
Yeah.
A little throw and stick. Oh, I missed it.
The tree is decorated.
Alexis is decorated. She looks good.
I think so.
How are we feeling?
Oh my God. I'm feeling so festive.
We're feeling festive.
Jubilant.
We have our festive drinks. We've got our Aperol spritzies and our cups. Cheers, cheers, guys.
Merry Christmas, firsties. Merry Christmas, God, Lord. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy holidays, too. For those of you who don't celebrate Christmas, don't let us take away the joy of all the other holidays. This is just sort of our go-to.
This really is our go-to. I hope everybody is having a nice time. Maybe you're off work a little bit. Maybe you're working your buns off during the holidays, but we hope to give you a little fun to listen to today.
Christmas jubilation. Before we start, I have an honorary gift for Jared.
Oh, no.
And I don't want it to go too far into this episode before I give this to you.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Let's get it on.
Are you ready for the presentation?
I'm ready.
Okay.
What do we got?
All right. Here we go. I'm nervous to see what this is. Apparently, it has to do something with your head.
She told me that I wouldn't have to wear my Santa hat for long. Holy shit.
Wait, that's amazing.
Oh my God, hold on.
I know.
Okay, so for anybody listening, it is a red baseball cap that says Santa on it with long white hair. Actually, perfect length of Jared's hair. It looks like you've got a nice highlight going on.
How does it look?
It looks amazing.
How does it look?
You look perfect. You look sort of like that trend where ladies were going gray on purpose.
Yes.
Ooh. And mixing it with their real hue.
I'm trying to cover up my...
Honestly,
hair.
I like this more than the other hat. Like, you need to wear this.
I don't love Jared in a front ways hat.
I don't have the head
shape
for it. I do,
especially with the flannel. You look like a true trucker.
He looks like a redneck.
I am a redneck.
I know. It's in your blood, so you're really, it's really shining
through.
This
is my final form right here. This is who I really
am. Pull some of the hair on the left side of your head, and then you'll be ready to go. Okay, so now we're finally ready to start our episode. So today is December 22nd. And you know what? I thought I would start doing our episode. We usually only do what day is it for the first degree episodes? And then we do the dark day for Killing Time. But I thought, you know, every week we could go see what the holidays are.
Absolutely.
And I decided to do this on a bad day because the holidays aren't great. But yeah. December 22nd is National Cookie Exchange Day.
Ooh.
I have cookies for later in this episode.
Great.
What didn't
just
we think
just as Santa
of?
Would like.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, Santa would love a cookie.
And it's also National Date Nut Bread Day. Do you
no,
like
thank
a date
you.
Nut bread? No, she doesn't like it. Because it's not really a fruit, but...
A date is a fruit.
A date? Get out of here with the dates.
A date is a fruit.
Jared hates dates.
But it's... What I like about dates is the historic connotation. They're very like Mesopotamia, and I'm into that.
Okay. Do you know the history of dates?
Not in depth, but I know that it
just
comes,
that they're very Mesopotamia.
They're rooted in history. That's for sure.
Yeah. There's definitely a history to
like,
a date.
They were in Constantinople. They were, you know, before Istanbul. You know,
right?
Like they were all over the place.
So she had
there.
To throw
Egypt,
some more. She had to throw some bonus
when
history.
Istanbul
in.
Was Constantinople. That was my music history.
Wow. I mean, it's more than I know.
Thank you.
It's also National Regifting Day, which is kind of weird because wouldn't you think that regifting would be after Christmas?
Yeah. Well, no, you regift for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
You know, like you have to think ahead and be like, oh shit, I forgot to get presents for people, and then you regift.
You're pulling out some shitty gifts.
Stuff you got from like the office Christmas party.
Yeah. It's like
a bunch
right
of fucking junk that you don't want.
That's right.
We are having our office Christmas party today. That's really what this is. And we're doing a gift exchange later. So we might be regifting these things. At some point,
you will not. Neither of you will regift what I have for you.
Okay. I don't think you. Some of the stuff I got, I think it's yours forever.
Oh, no. I don't think any. This will work for anyone else.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm excited to get to it. We're gonna get to it later, but let's get into the date today. So today is December 22nd, and in December 22nd, 1978, is the day that John Wayne Gacy confessed to his murders.
What?
He confessed to a little over 24 murders, and he was murdering young boys and young men, and he buried the bodies underneath his house. So he ended
up... He's a sentimental guy.
He's really, he wanted to hold on to stuff. He was convicted, I think, of killing 33 people, but he had only admitted to the 24. So we all know John Wayne Gacy as the killer clown. He would dress up as Pogo the Clown, and he would go visit hospitals. He would go visit at charity events where there was lots and lots of kids. And he was like he's one of the creepiest people that I feel like have ever existed in the world.
Yeah. I did a lot of research on him for a project semi-recently, and there's so much interesting information about him that isn't sort of common knowledge, like about his mom.
Oh.
Like his mom thought he was sick from like the moment he was born and was like putting medication up his ass, like when he was like 2 months old. And there was definitely something really weird going on there. His mom was convinced that they were so connected. And this was in the court transcripts. That's the only reason why I know this. I think it was
him and his mom were so connected?
Yes, the mom testified that she was convinced a tooth disappeared from her mouth and appeared in his.
What?
Whoa.
They had a very... And when he got out of prison for the first time, because he got in trouble for, you know...
Sexually assaulting somebody.
Sure.
Yeah.
He moved back in with his mom, and that's when he started his construction business, and she basically like helped him come up with a name, and like they were very connected.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
As someone who is and has always been deathly afraid of clowns.
Or moms.
and moms.
Same.
There's so many. I mean, it's like the Ed Gein thing, right? Where it's like there's so many weird connections that serial killers have with their moms.
Yes. And I think that's a misconception, because I think if you look at Gacy's dad, it's even worse.
Is it?
Yeah. And it usually is. I mean, I think Bundy, for example, is always like, ooh, him and his mom who pretended to be his sister. It's like, but the dad wasn't in the picture. So what affects him more, really?
Right. No, that's so true.
Right.
So I did this thing for Investigation Discovery, like a social post for them last year, where I was going through serial killers and I was finding unknown facts as well. My unknown facts are... more entertaining than psychological.
Sorry, mine were probably a little heavier.
No, but that's so interesting.
I mean, valid.
Valid.
You know.
Yeah.
What I found out about John Wayne Gacy is he worked as a mortuary assistant in Las Vegas. He lived in Las Vegas for a little bit. And while he was working there, he was like observing the embalming of dead bodies, blah, 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 as you do working at a mortuary.
Yeah.
And at one point, he climbed into a casket with a dead body.
No.
Of a little boy.
Ew.
And just like laid in there until he got caught.
That is so
It's too
strange.
Bad nobody walked in right then, because they would have stopped so many bad things from him. They would have been like, dude.
But what are you going to do?
You're in trouble.
They probably just fired him. We're like, you're fucking creepy.
Ugh.
He also he was a manager at 3 KFCs.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted everybody to call him the Colonel.
I would do that.
I mean,
I would do that if I were to.
I guess that's a normal thing.
But that's like a
KFC.
Dominance.
That's shockingly normal.
He's like you will not refer to me as the Colonel.
Sure.
And then his last meal was KFC chicken, which I mean.
Yeah, we just got a message about them maybe advertising for our show. And I was like, did you see my response? I was like, no one loves chicken tendies more than this crowd.
Oh. I mean,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
What?
That KFC was maybe
they
on the hook.
They emailed us. Yeah,
I know.
Oh well, God. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe they don't want us talking about this connection to John Wayne Gacy, but whatever.
Maybe they do.
His last meal was KFC
all
chicken
press
tenders.
Is good press.
I got to say, chicken's chicken.
I think that like all this probably is from KFC. KFC chicken tenders, fries, fried shrimp. Do they do fried shrimp at KFC? Or is that
I'm
more of a...
sure. Or maybe it's Popeyes that does.
Maybe
shrimp.
It's Popeyes.
Maybe they sometimes have shrimp. Like, you know, sometimes Del Taco does.
Sometimes.
I think... Well, if KFC...
It's a sometimes thing.
Well, it can't be all the time.
No.
Because, like, what if it's, like...
Shrimp season.
Been there for a long time.
Yeah.
If KFC really is on the line, I'm pretty sure Popeyes is the chicken that all the serial killers... eight, so
wow.
Totally.
Andy also had strawberries, which I thought was weird.
He's a sensey boy.
And then his last words were kiss my ass before he was executed.
Very like on brand for a serial killer to like not show remorse at the end.
Very on brand. And then the other fact that I learned was, so he was married the whole time while he was committing all of these murders. He was murdering all of these boys and men, hiding them underneath his house while he was married to his wife. Obviously, that fucking stinks. Like, you're going to start getting a stench of bodies decomposing underneath your house. She mentioned it once, the smell, and he said it was from the mice. And then she never mentioned it again.
Yes, but that makes sense. Like, serial killers choose people that are malleable. They choose people that aren't going to ask too many questions.
Yeah.
They choose people that they can manipulate.
Exactly.
For this exact reason, because they have to be able to get away with their weird shit. And one of my favorite lines, and I don't know where I got it, is that like dysfunction can't see dysfunction. If you grew up in a dysfunctional household or you've been married to your dysfunctional husband for 20 years, you see nothing dysfunctional about it. This is your normal shit. And family, like anyone living in the house, this was normal.
Yeah, you're
and
just
it's hard for a lot of people to wrap their head around that because that is such a unique situation. But yeah, I mean, how else could this go on for so long?
I don't know.
Long?
Think about the most bizarre thing about your parents and how it's not a big deal to you anymore.
Yeah.
That's like the best thing. But imagine like 70 things like that in a household.
Really fucking bad.
And like, but it's been going on since you're a kid. So for you, it's like, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's just another Tuesday. Just
the smell of decomp.
Yeah. No big deal. Can't even smell it after 5 minutes.
It's stinky down there.
He's like,
it's
what?
A bunch of mice.
No, it's mice.
No, I've heard of a few killers like that. And I've heard one that was like, ooh, it's raccoons in the attic. And it's like, well, then you should handle that.
Well,
like,
we were just
let's take care of that.
Even if it's a dead raccoon, like you shouldn't be inhaling rotting matter all the time.
Yeah. Well, we had seen a little bit of that Dahmer series on Netflix. And I don't know how accurate it was to real life, but his excuse was he had gotten some meat and his electricity went out or something and his refrigerator like wasn't keeping it and it went bad.
It's much easier to know now whether power is really going out because you can just Google and check, but then
they'll just believe anything.
I guess our power went out.
She's like,
I guess we just got, there was a storm here yesterday, but not
it was like, actually only in my one apartment. It wasn't in my neighbors at all.
My refrigerator broke and there's just spoiled meat. It's like I didn't throw it away.
We're just gonna leave it.
I'm here.
Today is a dark day.
That's right. That's a
pretty dark a dark thing for all of you to remember. But we're going to do nothing to do with this for True Crime Rewind. So we're leaving the serial killerness right here. We're going to get festive when we get back for True Crime Rewind. But before then, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Okay, welcome to a very festive On the Stand. We all brought Christmas-related things to put on the stand we are loving or hating. We're going to bring them to Instagram. You vote on them. Tell us you're on the stand. I feel like this is going to be a week where you're going to be having a lot of things that are grinding your gears.
And like a lot of opinions probably about what we are bringing up. Because a lot of these, I know for me, mine is like, depending on what kind of family you're from, like a cherished thing that I take issue with. And I think there's going to be a lot of opinions.
I wonder if, like, I would be curious to see the stats of how many calls we get after Thanksgiving and Christmas, family-related.
Probably
a bunch.
Well, you know, everybody is going through some shit, and they're like, oh, my God. All right, so I want to hear yours first then, Lex.
Okay. So what I'm putting on the stand, Elf on a shelf. Mensch on a bench. In any other blank on a blank. Listen, I'm actually okay with this if you have kids mm-hmm. and they're attached to it now.
Do people do it without kids?
I think so.
People go to Disneyland without kids. People do all, you
well,
know.
Yeah, that's it. We could go on forever yeah. about that. But why? Who is the elf on a shelf for as an adult?
Can either of you
the
explain
novelty,
it to me?
So yeah, elf on a shelf, mensch on a bench. It's basically, so I don't know if it's, every family's different about how they do it. I don't know if it's like in the days leading up to Christmas, every night when the kids go to bed or
like
the adults go to bed,
something?
They move it yeah. and they put it somewhere. It's sort of like the cookies are gone in the morning after Christmas.
I think that it's like Santa sending his elf to watch you.
This would terrify me as a child.
I'm glad that it didn't exist when we were kids.
I don't want to know that there's somebody moving about my house as I'm sleeping.
I know.
The tooth fairy even freaked me out.
Yes. And mensch on a bench is similar. That's just the Jewish one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I'm sure they have them for every celebratory thing you can think of. And apologies for excluding. Those are the only two I know. But I think this idea, I don't know. Like when I was in second grade, I had to do a flat Stanley. Has anyone had to do a flat Stanley?
What's no a idea flat what that Stanley?
Is. A flat Stanley
it sounds
is
like some kind of a sexual thing.
A flat Stanley.
The dirty old flat Stanley.
I so can I had come to up do, with something.
It might have been third or fourth grade. I don't remember. But yeah. flat Stanley was basically something you made before like spring break or whatever. And you had to like take pictures of your flat Stanley.
But what is it?
It's a little cutout man you make.
Okay.
You know how people will take like something with them on a trip and take pictures of it everywhere, like for a.
Like when people would have like a stuffed animal that they
that they take everywhere. But this was called flat Stanley, and then you had to make like a book at the end of it. Like,
is it made out of paper?
Yeah, like, flat. So it's a man. It's like a flat paper gingerbread man flat that I had to do.
Is this
called
a thing
flat
that
Stanley.
Exists?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a
it
thing
did
that
for
exists.
Alexis.
It's real.
You've never heard of flat.
This yeah,
and maybe
orbit.
That's why I hate fucking things like this. Because I was like,
you're like, all this fucking is a festive flat Stanley.
A paper gingerbread man that I had to like carry around like with a smile on my face, and I'm like, I'm in third or fourth grade.
I can't wait to Google if this is a thing or not. Have you ever talked to anybody about it?
Never. Okay. I don't even know. It honestly hadn't even occurred to me until I was trying to explain why I hated Elf on the Shelf, because I'm not really sure.
Right.
Well, that makes sense. You have your own trauma from Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley. And I feel like if anyone else had a Flat Stanley, if this exact thing, otherwise, like, I was tricked. I thought this was, like, a thing everyone right. knew.
And this was in school that you did
this?
Yeah. So everybody in school
did. This was below
it.
Fifth grade. Don't quote. Third, fourth, or second, third, or fourth.
That is so fucking bizarre.
Flat Stanley. Wow. I think fourth. I think it was Mrs. Kazarian's class.
Okay, so I agree. I think the Elf on a Shelf is guilty.
That's right.
I mean, listen, it's just like it's the new generation of things to fucking sell us on, and
new
capitalism
traditions.
At its best.
Yeah,
making us. I'm shocked that there. I wonder if there's different installments you could do. Like, is there a 2022 Elf on a Shelf?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still going strong.
I know, but like, do you have to buy a new one every year?
Oh.
No, you know.
No obsolescence.
You don't have to. I'm sure they send new ones.
There's got to be some sort of upgrade.
But,
upsell.
You know, if I was on Shark Tank, I'd be like, this is seasonal. This is one-time purchase. How are they going to keep buying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm.
Even from a business perspective, it's weak.
Yeah.
If
maybe,
I do say
maybe
so
they
myself.
Just make them out of really shitty material.
So they all break.
That's what I would do. Wait.
Like the iPhone.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Planned obsolescence.
That's right.
I guess not. All right. So I'm going to say that's guilty.
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 So... what I'm putting on the stand, it is a little bit adjacent to the Elf on the Shelf, because I'm putting Santa on the stand.
Just Santa.
Santa. I'm putting Jared Santa Monaco.
Oh, no.
Santa Monaco.
Santa Monaco. Sounds like an Italian guy.
It's like Santa Monica, but Santa Monica. Santa on the stand, because... Santa, again, I think is a thing that's just been normalized, right? Like, we all grew up with Santa. Santa's been around for, I don't know how many years, hundreds of years. I don't know the origins of Santa, but he's kind of just a part of a lot of different countries' Christmases, right?
Yeah, I think in Amsterdam or the Dutch, it was like, Santa put stuff in your shoes, your little wooden clogs.
Yeah, and I think that he started off... really scary, but to me,
what
was it?
You're talking about Krampus.
Krampus, yes.
You're talking about Krampus.
Wait, Krampus is different?
Which I believe is like a, I could be wrong, so I'll have to double check my sources, but I think it was like a German like folklore about this guy who would come and like cut off kids' fingers, or he was you know, terrorizing them with Krampus, I think is how.
And they downgraded the terror to just coal. Now eventually.
Or he's in your house somewhere.
Or you don't get any gifts.
So this is what it says. It says Krampus is a horned anthropomorphic figure in central and eastern alpine folklore of Europe, who during the Advent season scares children who have misbehaved. Assisting Saint Nicholas or Santa Claus, the pair visit children on the night 5 December 5th, with Saint Nicholas rewarding the well-behaved children with modest gifts such as oranges, dried fruit, walnuts, and chocolate.
Dried fruit as a gift? That's not a pun.
You would
this,
be
this
like,
is why this is but Krampus. To,
but this is like probably in the 1500s. I don't know.
Dates? They probably shoved some dried dates.
Lex would be like, if
there.
Lex got dried fruit, she'd be like, I have to, what did I do wrong? I have to change something.
No, this is hell.
Yeah. He said the badly behaved ones would receive punishment from Krampus with birch rods. So basically they would get beat.
Okay.
6th or 7th century. So anyways.
Bring back Krampus.
So going back to Santa. So Santa obviously is, you know, it's evolved from Krampus, but I think we need to really think about the ways that Santa is creepy. Okay,
I can think of a few.
So first of all, let's think about the song. So he sees you when you're sleeping. Santa is watching little kids while they sleep.
I think I want to take this hat off now.
No,
it says Santa in big bold letters.
You are the only promise. Of like,
I'm gonna save
you. Can
Santa.
Change everything,
you guys. We're on a new Santa mission. We're trying to rebrand
Santa.
Rebranding
right
Santa.
Here.
He looks like this.
You are this generation's hope.
God, if you only knew how janky that hat looks on your head.
I think it looks amazing.
I think I'm gonna switch back in a second.
You need to pull that hair over on that side.
I have no body awareness. Go
back to Santa. He sees you when you're sleeping. So he's watching little kids sleep. He knows when you're awake. He's fucking stalking. Santa's a stalker.
You know, very clearly a stalker.
He comes down the chimney while everybody is sleeping. So he is breaking and entering.
He doesn't
stealing
want you to see
food.
Him.
Your house. He is stealing your food.
He is.
And then the worst part is, as little kids, we're forced to sit on this old stranger's lap. Now, that in itself is probably traumatized millions of people.
Well,
out
how
there.
Many times have you sat on Santa's lap?
A million.
A million.
A million.
That's why we were hypersexualized as children. That's right.
Well, it's like normalizing sitting on strangers' laps. So now you're going to sit on fucking
and how many
Uncle Joey's
lap. How many uncles were you forced to hug when you didn't want to? So many.
That's what I'm saying.
Creepy Uncle Mark, time to give the old wraparound.
Santa has normalized old creepy men touching children.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, but like, isn't he supposed to just like,
hey, listen, anyone who takes
joy?
Their kids to sit on Santa's lap, we're not disparaging you.
No,
it's traditional. But, you know, we have our own experience and we thought it was weird.
And also, like, don't force them to sit on his lap if they don't
know. If your kids are really into it and they're dressed like little elves, I totally get the novelty.
It's 50-50 though. How many? It's 50%, I bet, pictures with Santa where the kids are just
screaming or the Easter,
and
but that's
crying.
Any Easter bunny, well, tooth fairy,
yeah, because it's little kids.
Any photo with a child, 50% of the time they're screaming.
I trust the kids though. I'm with the kids on all this.
But kids cry when their own parents hold them.
Yeah, kids are crying all the time. My first visit to Santa Claus when I was 6 months old, my dad had me on his shoulders. He was like holding me on his shoulders, and I threw up on his head.
Was he bald?
Not yet, but he was getting there.
Amazing.
He didn't have much hair at the
top.
And
he doesn't even resent you.
No.
That's incredible.
I feel like we've had a night out like
that. He still like loves you so much.
And
I'm not sure I would be as good of a parent as you are, Bill.
He's
I would place
really
you immediately
I'd be
in
like,
the garbage can.
And Santa, off you go. Alley-oop. Be like, pass it to Santa.
Actually, now Santa, you own this child. Okay, well, Santa is guilty.
Guilty. Sorry, Santa.
I'm going to say not guilty.
No, mistrial.
I love Santa. Look at this little cup.
Aw.
I don't know. I think in 2D, Santa's great. I'm with you. I'm going to say guilty.
We don't like it when he materializes.
3D Santa, guilty. No. I don't want to sit on Santa.
No, this is what I'm saying. I'm going to retract Santa. I'm saying...
personified Santa.
A real life Santa.
Okay. I'm retracing because I said guilty, but he brings presents and I can easily be bought.
I can be bought too.
So I can also. I'm like super on the fence here, but
depends on how much he's slanging that year.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of presents are we talking about? Yeah. Are we talking about dried fruit? Or are we talking about an iPhone?
If I'm getting chestnuts and dried dates, it's a fucking guilty for me. Not guilty.
Not guilty. Wow, we really took that back around.
Wow.
Jared?
Okay, so today we're putting on the stand mistletoe.
Oh.
And more specifically, mistletoe at a family gathering, yeah. I think is even worse. But first I'd like to get your guys' take on, like, does anyone know why that mistletoe thing is, like, where
the history,
we don't
of
know the origin
I
of this?
I looked it up a long time ago.
Yeah.
But no.
It was, again, probably some creepy dude who was like,
I was going to say,
oh, check it out.
I know who perpetuates it, yeah. and that's men. Yeah. Because, yeah. like, Lord knows.
Oh, yeah. my God. How many fucking creepy ass men forced women to kiss them
under the mistletoe?
Yeah.
Well, also, just Christmas in general. The cold season is prime for guys being creepy. You know that, like, Baby It's Cold Outside song is like, it's like, I'm going to trick you into leaving and not leaving. Yeah, yeah. You're staying. It's cold. There's some hot buttered rum here.
I was going to bring that up because it's very parallel to that. And I feel like, you know, as someone who really enjoys a smooch.
Whoever came up with Santa coming down the fireplace also came up with the mistletoe thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so here is the tradition of mistletoe. It says the tradition of kissing under the mistletoe started in ancient Greece during the festival of Saturnalia and later in marriage ceremonies because of the plant's association with fertility.
Mm.
During the Roman era, enemies at war would reconcile their differences under the mistletoe, which to them represented peace. And then it said, when you go, why do we kiss under the mistletoe? When you ask Google that, it says a young lady caught under the mistletoe could not refuse to give a kiss. This is supposed to increase her chances of marriage since a girl who wasn't kissed could still be single next Christmas.
Imagine if you had to add that to the list of things you had to look out for day to day as a woman. Mistletoe.
Oh, add it to the
Beware.
List. Add There's like the 50 list. Things like walking with keys in my hand, yeah. like it's ninja stars.
And you just can't walk under this one plant now too. You have to add
like,
that.
Now if there's a man under the plant, I'm obliged.
You literally.
Lest I be
cannot,
an old spinster.
You cannot refuse a kiss, according to Google.
And I bet a man wrote that definition of why we do it.
Of course he did. God, dude, what is basically all this has to do with creepy men.
Yeah.
And men being creepy.
Yeah.
And just creeps and men.
Sorry for ruining Christmas, but
I'm
Christmas
sorry,
is
isn't
creepy.
Every holiday.
What?
Every, like, Christmas is, I mean, we love it. It's about giving and family and all those things, but it's also about, like, a man creeping down your chimney and taking your cookies out of the cookie jar, like
man
a naughty
watching you
Santa.
Sleep.
Have you ever heard someone try to explain how Santa gets into your house when he doesn't have a chimney?
No.
I've heard people say that he like liquefies and goes under your doors.
So it's like
and
the
stuff.
Secret world of Alex Mack.
Yes, I've heard
Dude,
that.
They're like fucking rats. Yeah. Like rats can get under any door. They can come up in the pipes.
Santa Claus is a rat.
Or like coming through the toilet. Dirty
rat. Snakes that come in through the toilet.
We just as a society need to take a step back and look at Santa Claus and really do another reevaluation.
Maybe he just knocks on the door and rings a doorbell and leaves your presents outside. Like I think that's going to be my house.
I think we need to turn Santa into like not a man, like an animal.
Ooh, if he
like
was
a
like
rabbit, like the Easter Bunny.
If he was like a, yeah, yes. But sorry, back to mistletoe.
Santa eater, like an anteater. But if like that. A little, like a little hatted anteater came in your house.
Yes.
What's another
Very
one?
Very non-threatening.
Like a planta.
Or
oh, Santa's he's a plant.
Salamanta.
Salamanta.
Or Santa Ray. Like
Ooh,
a manta
wow.
ray.
Wow.
Yes. You know?
How do you have all
wow,
these
we're doing
to
this.
A little aquatic Wow. Santa with a hat.
I love this. This is how you really make a solution to Santa Claus.
I've really been trying to think of one, but I got nothing.
Okay. Well,
mistletoe guilty, though.
Mistletoe is so guilty.
No argument there. Guilty. Do we want to do one from one of our listeners?
Oh, Ooh. Sure. Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Alexis, Jack, and Jerry. I am calling to put on the stand buying adult presents, whether that be Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you want to celebrate. I'm putting that on the stand because at one point in my life, I was buying gifts for my parents, my in-laws, my nieces, my nephews, my siblings at like 30-something years old, literally spending like over $1,000 on holiday gifts. And I realized like we're all just like passing around the same like $40 And I'm someone who spends, like, a lot of time trying to, like, give really thoughtful gifts. But from what I've seen, like, they're not appreciated. And so at this point in my life, I just feel like whatever my, like, siblings or in-laws would get me are probably something that I could just go ahead and buy myself. So I'm putting on the stand, buying gifts for adults. Let me know what you guys think. Bye.
This is an excellent one.
I was actually almost going to do this for my On the Stand.
This is really good.
This is a tricky one because you kind of, this is a boundary issue. This, honestly, like, you can kind of set what it is that you're doing as far as gifting goes. Like,
yeah.
Once you let it get past a certain threshold, there's no going back. Sure. You've set a gift precedent.
Standard, yeah.
And if, once you do that, like, you know, like, I don't know, especially in a relationship early on, if you go for the big, gigantic present early, you got to continuously one up that. So for anybody in a new relationship, start kind of small and work your way up. And that goes for like all the adults in your life, family, deep family. They don't need a present.
No.
You're like third cousin. Whoever these people are, like, you have to keep the circle tight, circle of trust. Keep it small. Keep the gifts like within reason. That's what I say.
I mean, I really resonated with her. Like, we're just like exchanging the same $40 back and forth. Mm-hmm. Because I obviously am a really thoughtful gift giver, because I feel the same where it's like, I'm not going to buy you a new AirPods. Like, you can go buy yourself a pair of AirPods. Like, I feel like there's no connection to that. There's no like creativity to that. I know a lot of people do, but for me, it's just not my thing. And I just think, yeah, you gotta decide who you're giving the gifts to in your life and make it the people that you actually give a shit about.
Yes. What I'm going to say is every family is different. And I'm in a family where we exchange gifts.
Ah.
It is what it is. My mom sends me a list. My dad asks me for a list. And my sisters and I always get each other things. That being said, yes. But also, my sisters know me pretty well, and they always get me things that I want, like expensive candles or shit that's just like, yes, good gift stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But that being said, I think everyone can set their own rules. Like, I love about our friendship group is that we don't really do gifts.
No.
Unless it's like you saw something, and it's not really for birthdays or Christmas. We get each other gifts at random times.
Yeah.
Like, you got one of the best Christmas gifts I've ever gotten is when you got me a gift, but not because I got you one, but you got me those George Costanza sweatpants.
Yes.
So
you
good.
Know, but like, you get gifts when it matters, when there's something important.
Yeah.
It's the obligation.
The obligation is a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, because it's like...
But
it's...
I will say, at my house, we love the tradition of opening in the morning. So I think that's why we all do gifts, because we all wake up and
we do too.
We all get matching jammies. Yeah,
I don't think that's so crazy. I think a lot of people
are doing
that.
But that's the only reason why. It's like we do gifts, so there's something open that morning.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm a gift... Like, I was just talking to my mom about this the other night. Like, I love giving gifts. And I love preparing the gift. Like, it's
wrapping the gift.
It's cathartic for me. Like, and it makes me really excited. Like, I'm more excited to give a gift than to receive a gift.
Yes.
Like, I love watching somebody open something up. Like, it brings me a lot
especially
of joy.
When you put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think it comes down to the obligation where you're like, why the fuck am I buying my second cousin this stupid gift? Like, because I have to.
Well, people always ask me why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday over Christmas. I'm like, because Thanksgiving's a less stressful Christmas.
Yeah.
It costs less money. The pressure to travel is lesser. And all it is about eating and spending time together.
Yeah.
And I feel like Christmas, I do feel like sometimes the sentiment on what it's about is lost, which is relaxation, spending time with loved ones, and having fun.
Yeah.
Gifts can be a part of that. But
they can.
I think that...
They shouldn't be stressing anyone out.
You gotta be careful because it's a slippery slope.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we are exchanging gifts.
Oh, I mean, yeah, baby.
I cannot
wait. All
right. Yes. When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways, and with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences, and before you know it, boom, conversations.
Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today.
Okay, so it comes as no surprise that I have absolutely no idea how to cook. I don't want to learn how to cook. It's not really my thing. But when I tried Factor Meals, it was a freaking game changer. So Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. So the first time I tried Factor Meals, I was actually blown away because I'm like, that's it. That's all it is. 2 minutes. And the meals are so delicious. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. And you can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon. Ooh, fancy. Shrimp and blackened salmon. Like I said, they're so easy to prepare. I love them. So head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
It's almost summer, and the best and most sustainable way to shop for a new season is on therealreal.com. The RealReal is the largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. It's the only place you'll find brands like Hermes, Cartier, Prada, Dior, Staud, Zimmermann, Jacquemus, and more for up to 90% off retail. 10,000 plus new arrivals land every single day from hundreds of brands you love, all authenticated by a team of in-house experts. Whether it's that perfect wedding guest look, a new summer sandal, an updated beach tote, resort wear for your summer vacation, you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for, plus deals you won't get anywhere else on TheRealReal.com. Visit TheRealReal.com and use code FIRST at checkout for 20% off. Terms apply.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so welcome to First Degree Gift Exchange.
That's right.
So before, a couple weeks ago, we decided that we made a boundary of us three.
You set a boundary.
That we're each going to give each other.
Set an expectation.
An expectation, yes. Not a boundary.
Yes. And a boundary in that if you don't do it, we'll mock you and ostracize you.
I realized last night at about 5 p.m.
On Saturday, I saw Jack and she's like, did you get the gifts? I was like, Jared's not yours. She's like, you better order tomorrow or it's going to be late. I was like, okay. And
I only reminded you guys like five times.
And it turns out I actually forgot that I already had gotten you one thing, but I got you a second after that reminder.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I am so ready for this.
Okay, so as we gift exchange, we're going to have to explain it to people that are only listening to this in audio.
We will do an audio description.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I have two each.
Oh, so go ahead.
So maybe I should do one round and then another round.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay.
Right? How generous.
Yeah, okay.
But we're going to do one at a time.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Who deserves a gift more, you or Jared?
Jared.
Okay.
Jared.
Because he pretty much works for us for free.
Oh, come on now.
All right. So Jared is,
what is this, you
getting
guys?
His first gift.
I can here, do this with one
hold
hand.
That.
No, I can do it with one hand. Oh, okay.
Well, just react.
Yeah. So okay. Jared's opening his first gift. And it is... what is
what
it?
What is this? It needs more mayo.
Honestly, I feel like you might wear that.
It's a shirt that says it needs more mayo.
Wow. With a big jar of mayo
you
on it.
You know what? Okay, so here's what
I feel like you might wear that.
That is a great shirt.
I know. If you cut the sleeves off or something, like
yeah, I would love this to be sleeveless. So if you okay, this is what I love about this shirt. It needs more mayo.
Yeah,
what is
I like it?
It
because it's kind of like it the subject of this
whatever
sentence.
It is.
It's like it rubs the lotion on its skin.
Yes, it so needs more mayo.
I am it in this scenario. So yeah. It is me.
It is you.
It needs more mayo.
I love this, and I feel like this is a great time to talk about the mayonnaise juicy
having a
collab.
Moment.
Yeah.
So mayo, this was a great debate on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
Weeks ago.
And we were talking about Mayo having a moment in like, Jack and I were talking about this in general.
In our lives.
But I think the entire country is having a Mayo moment because Juicy Couture, the very girly girl brand that we all wore in the aughts, all those tracksuits. I mean, I had like, Lord knows, I had 100 of them.
I had all the ripoff ones.
I had all the real ones in like a juicy bag and like all the things. So gauche. Whatever the word is.
What the fuck is gauche?
Gauche.
Is it like douchey?
It's like nouveau riche. It's like, you know, juicy's a little
tacky.
Something.
Tacky.
Basic bitch.
Yeah. Mm. I love it, but it was tacky.
I like it even more now that I know this. So they're doing, my point is they're doing a crossover Juicy collab with Kraft mayonnaise. And it's like, they have like a bottle of Kraft mayo that's pink that says Juicy on it.
And they have like blue Juicy Couture suits that just say mayo on the back.
No, they say smooth.
Or smooth.
Yeah. Smooth. You know what? Kat Dennings opened a box, I think. Somebody I was following on Instagram or Paris Hilton, I don't know.
And it was the day after our Mayo episode this,
and I sent
out.
It to you. I think it was Kat Dennings. Yeah. And it was like, it's a smooth on the back and like rhinestones, like the old school juicy outfits.
Smooth is good because you never want a chunky mayo.
But you don't want chunky on the back of pants either. You want smooth. Yeah.
Honestly, I want that tracksuit so fucking bad.
I think you could probably email them and get one for both of us.
We're going to try to
do that.
If you're
a good friend.
And or if not, I don't know if they're selling it or if they're just using it as like a PR stunt. But
if you email, you can get one for both of us. Please do.
Alexis, thank you for the shirt.
That's a great shirt.
Oh, we're just getting started. Ready for your first?
I'm ready for my gift.
I'm gonna let you pick which one you want because both are good.
Okay. Ooh, I'm gonna take the smaller one. I like to go big. Start small, go big.
Mm, she loves to save it.
Okay.
I'm the same way. I want like.
This is probably the better one though. You know.
A fry bucket hat.
Yeah.
A bucket hat with fries on it. I'm gonna take off my Santa hat.
I think it's time for that.
This is
perfect.
I love
you.
Yo,
that is awesome,
dude.
I love that you got apparel.
Yeah, your next one is too.
This is great.
She loves
right?
to fry. Wow. That's a
but like, I
gift.
Think that's worth. I said to Jack, I was like, Jack doesn't like junk. She's a minimalist at her place, and also, she has so many amazing clothes, and they don't fit in her house. And Jared has like a little closet. But the point is that I was like, whatever I give you, you'll probably leave here as a prop. But I'm thinking like maybe you'll use that.
I feel like maybe I'll leave it.
Womp womp.
But because I can use it as a prop here.
Here's what you'll do.
That's a perfect hat.
Here's
no,
what happens.
Great. It'll have many uses when we're here.
Here's what happens is Jack, she's great at the initial thank you, and then she sobers up real quick and is like, here's what I'm going to do with your present.
No.
Honestly, we were told these were novelty gifts. My expectations were very low.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful hat.
Well, no, I do love it. So. But
isn't it great?
If but you don't I think wear it, I'm
fucking
honestly,
it looks cute. I'm so glad to know. I'll save it because they had every print.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
And I was like, well, what if it doesn't fit? You know?
Can you imagine that?
I think
that?
That's a perfect hat for you.
Thank you.
That
hat with this shirt?
Because you dip the fry in the mayo.
It needs more mayo shirt with French fry hat.
Fries and mayo.
Dude. Right.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not fucking guilty. Okay, I'm going to go. All right,
next.
Okay, so Lex, this is for you.
For me?
Oh my God. My gift for Alexis.
Made in China, my favorite. Is this for holding deviled eggs?
It is a deviled egg serving board.
Wow.
We haven't even actually had the honor of doing the recap of the incredible birthday party that all my friends contributed to.
Yeah.
The extravaganza.
Where we did like an extravaganza where we did a deviled egg contest.
Yes.
But this is actually a really good gift.
I know.
Because I didn't have anything like this.
Now you
I
have know. A serving platter.
Well, you are so thoughtful.
We
Thank
tried
you.
To serve all the eggs on like random plates and stuff. And I'm like, could you imagine if they're actually on a deviled egg serving
platter? I really
platter?
Wanted one of these. And I almost ordered it, but then it couldn't come on time. I was looking for like a bunch of these for all of our egg creations.
That's a good one too, because it's nice and discreet.
I love it. Thank you so much. That was so sweet.
Great You're present. So welcome. Okay, Jared, are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Now, Jared, this is something I actually bought for you for regular Christmas, but
what?
I thought it really, really would have its time to shine on the podcast.
Okay, hold on. Oh, my God. It's a tajin variety pack. Hold on. Whoa. What, is there different kinds of tajin? I didn't even know
Apparently,
there was different kinds.
I learned that there are so many different kinds of tajin.
Hold on.
Have they been big forever and we're just finding out about them? I want to
I mean,
understand.
Tajin, I think, has been around forever.
Wow.
But yeah, now it's...
They're having their moment.
I mean, they're having their moment in Jared's life. Again, it's like, is this a thing that's really going on, or is this just a thing that we love personally?
I think it's the thing that's really going on. Because everyone seems to be into tajin.
Wow.
Whoa!
Show the people, Jared.
Yo.
Look at all these different colors. What is this? I'm going to read the flavors.
So many tajins.
We have habanero seasoning. We have classic tajin. We have low sodium tajin, which is probably a good idea. Because it always sucks the moisture out of my body. Like, it's like
10 more years. I don't think we need to worry about our sodium for a
minute. No, but when I drink, when I do like a mango cart with like a tajin rim, I feel like after it's I'm done drinking
it. He feels like he's the Sahara Desert.
I feel like I've been in the Sahara Desert. I love tajin. I love you, Jacqueline.
That is a great gift.
I mean, I thought that a tajin variety pack would really be where it's at.
That is a great gift.
Yeah.
Well, I am honored. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I'm going to make a drink with that right after this.
I know. I thought it would be useful.
Woo!
You can keep it here if you want.
It's a good Christmas.
Yeah.
Honestly, we could just end it. It could be
Jared
New Year's
hasn't
right now.
Given us his gifts
oh,
yet.
You probably want your
gift. Wait,
gifts.
I want a gift.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Who wants to go first?
Jack.
Me?
All right.
Okay. I'm nervous because Jared got this gift yesterday.
Wait, there's a thing on the back.
Yesterday. Oh, my God. It says MILF. Man, I love frogs. What is this? Is it a sticker?
It's a sticker.
Where are you going to put it?
A truck window sticker. Man, I love frogs.
Are you going to put it on your
Jeep?
No,
it's a bumper sticker.
Well, it says truck sticker.
I know.
Well,
but
we talked about bumper stickers.
You love
the other
frogs.
I know.
We just
and we were trying to remember
stickers.
What we were saying. That's why you texted me that.
Yeah.
Oh, we were saying how much we hated bumper stickers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oops. That's why I got you a bumper
he
sticker.
He was like, hey, what were you guys talking about bumper stickers? I was like, Jared, I don't remember what I did literally yesterday. I don't know.
MILF. Man, I love frogs.
Man, I love frogs. Shit. The big reveal.
Are they frog ornaments?
They're they're just frogs.
They're in general.
They're the
see no evil.
Hear no evil. Speak no evil.
Speak
oh my God,
no
that's actually
frogs.
Really cute Christmas ornaments.
They're not ornaments.
They are now.
I just feel like those are such a good little like shelf buddy.
Wait, they're so cute.
I think those are actually good for Christmas though.
Jared, this
those
is a
are
great
really
gift.
Cute. You did good, Jared.
Jacqueline loves a frog.
We can keep them here.
I got her a frog themed gift.
I love frog themed gifts.
Love
thanks,
that.
Jared.
You're welcome.
Those this are actually
feels
really cute.
Like a book.
I don't know if that's what it is. I can't remember.
It feels like several pieces of paper moving in unison with the physics of my movement.
Yep.
Let's see what it is.
Okay.
It's a book.
Jared, don't spoil the gift.
I sensed it based on my deductive reasoning.
So I'll wait till you start to open it, but I didn't want you to pigeonhole yourself.
But she's an egg lady.
Because you
50
love...
50 tried into recipes. To be honest, I brought the egg rug here. Because like... Okay, so to give you guys context, when we had my deviled egg birthday party, the winner of the egg deviled egg contest got the over medium egg rug.
Okay.
And Afton left it. So now it's going to live here.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Right.
And sorry, Afton, if you want it, come collect. But...
So my
Jared,
thought,
this is an amazing gift.
Thank you. I didn't want you to get stuck only eating deviled eggs forever. I wanted you to have at least 50 other options.
Well,
at
you know, Matt ratted me out. Even the day of the party, I had eggs for breakfast.
Yep.
And he's like, this psycho is having eggs for breakfast. I was like, motherfucker, like leave. I have to be a woman of mystery. Don't
let
tell
me
them
enjoy my eggs in
that
peace.
I'm having scrambled egg tacos for breakfast before my egg competition. That is so rude.
I would do the same.
Right?
I would.
Thank you.
And now you can do it 49 other ways too. So
this is an egg cappuccino because I'm here for this. Like, is that an egg hot chocolate or an eggnog?
Actually,
it's
is
probably
that
nog.
An eggnog.
It's most likely nog. Wait.
I thought that was a sticker.
It's not
I got
scratch
excited
and sniff.
For a second.
She thought it was scratch and sniff.
You could put it next to the man I
no,
love frog sticker.
Think that's a sticker. But we're
going to try to peel
that
off.
I'll investigate later.
Okay, Lex, are you?
Oh, you guys have two more.
Oh, shit. Let's go.
I actually have one for the office as well.
What?
Yeah.
You can open yours first.
Aw, thanks, Lex.
And then you're next, Jack.
Wait, is this a book? It feels like a lot of pages moving together.
Weird, right? In unison.
Another one.
I've got another. I love mayo.
This guy loves his mayo.
Mayonnaise is now my identity.
I love
it. Oh, is it a journal?
Yeah.
You can just
imagine like showing up to a songwriting session and being like pulling out my lyric book and not saying a word about
this. I think, Jared, this is your diet book. You're going to write down all the times you eat mayo and how often it's in the food you eat.
This is it for anyone listening. It's a journal and the cover says, I love in red text, I love mayo.
I have to say, if you did bring that to a professional setting, I think people would take you seriously.
If I didn't say a word about it, yeah. I'd just be like, okay, so I've got some lyric ideas. And
or you could be like, I love Mayor Karen Bass. You're in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was a misprint.
Mayor. And you could put a little R and then, yeah. You know, you could be
this.
Political. You could be like, I love, what's another?
John Mayor.
John Mayor.
I have another.
You could put John.
I love Mayor, comma John.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Okay, I'm going. Larry David bald cap costume.
Well, little do you know, Alexis, that
she had written too.
I had to. It didn't. It came like that. I was like, she's not going to know. I gotta tell her.
So, little do you know, for my bachelorette party,
all going to be Larry David.
I want to have a Larry David night where we're all in bald caps.
Nothing turns me on.
And
more.
We go out and party
but
in Montana.
Truly, I'm fine with that. But I'm going to wear a long bald cap. I'm going to have like long silver hair with bald.
They
like I want to be like sexy old lady Larry David.
That's fine.
There's a word for that. That's what? Called a skullet.
Yes. That's
okay. We're
so
gonna have
bad.
To. We're gonna have to cut in a photo of a skullet because,
right
like,
now.
Yeah. Because. What a name.
I feel
skullet
like it sounds like a bad word.
Dude, skullet?
A skullet.
It sounds like a bad word.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
Okay, so I had an ex-boyfriend who used to call blowjobs scullies.
Skullies.
And I'm like, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
That's how you become an ex.
That's why I never got one.
See ya.
And no one else. I mean, pretty much ruined that for me.
No one else. Okay, well. Oh,
I'm
going to
write
that
down in
gift.
My Mayo journal.
Lex, you can open this gift. It's for the office.
Oh.
Da 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 da.
Oh my god. Yes.
This, see, Jack nails it every time.
It's the,
when she gets the gifts, it's exactly what I fucking want.
It's George
Costanza in his most seductive state
on the couch.
This was when he was trying to put a sexy photo in the film for that girl, and Kramer took this. And this stunning thing convinced Elaine that, oh no, Elaine did it first with the nipple.
Yes.
And then George did this. Kramer was the photographer that holiday season, but this is actually what I look like. And if this onesie could talk, because I mean, here we are.
I mean, I think it's a perfect gift for the office. Oh, put it in a beautiful
we're gonna
frame.
Frame it.
All right. Well, I mean, I feel like I'm very happy with how that turned out.
I love
the gift
both
exchange.
Of you. Thank you for my presence.
I love beautiful. You guys so much. We were talking about how grateful we are to all work with each other, be able to do this for all of you, for you all to watch. We just feel extremely lucky this holiday season.
Yeah, we love
not
you
to
all.
Be cheesy about it.
But to be cheesy about it.
But to be cheesy. Because it
means
a lot
to be
us.
Cheesy.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear about the bad things that you people have done.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Firsty Worsties, we're so excited to give you this extra special Christmas Worsty Firsty. You know, you got to keep it all with the theme.
Yep.
So this is not the worst thing I've ever done, but it's The first thing that I can remember doing that I knew was bad or wrong, I think I learned a lot from it. But anyway, when I was in, like, first grade, it was, so I have an older brother. He's about 2 years older, and he and I have birthdays in the spring and early summer, and it was getting to be, like, kind of close to Christmas, so we hadn't had gifts or, you know, cool toys in a while, and I remember sitting on our couch and just making up that my grandma had gotten us these, like, big animatronic Pokemon toys that didn't exist, and I described them to him, like, in detail, and he was so excited, and I said she was going to get it, like, give them to us when we went over a couple days later, like, before Christmas. Just as, like, a fun surprise, and, yeah, totally made it up. He was really excited, so we, my mom dropped us off at our grandma's, and I'll never forget the image of my brother in his little puffy winter jacket, just, like, standing in her doorway so expectantly, like, so excited to get this Pokemon toy. And I looked at my grandma and just said, I need to talk to you. And I told her what happened. I told her I lied and I made up this toy that didn't exist. And she told me that I had to go in there and apologize to him. And I cried and I felt so bad. And I think I really learned about empathy that day. And anytime I am about to do something bad, I just picture my brother in his little puffy coat and how I lied to him just for no reason. And I try not to lie anymore. So that was the first time I did something bad that I knew was bad. Okay, bye.
I don't have any brothers. So this empathy thing you're talking about with picturing a little boy in a coat does nothing for me. Like, as much as I love children, I think, listen, you were a child. You can't really be a bad person when you're a child. You just can't.
Yeah.
You're just figuring stuff out. And I think what started as, like, an imaginative sort of conversation about, like, what you wish you were getting turned in, you got a little carried away, but, like, you can't be a bad child.
Well, my first thought is, like, this, after this happened, she could have chosen two roads to go down. You know, she went down the road that she went down. She realized, oh man, I lied and it made me feel bad, and, like, my brother was disappointed and I never want to do that again. Or she could have been like, that was really fun, I'm going to start lying about other things. And then it could have turned into, like, a big issue. There is this article that just came out of a friend of a friend of a friend. And the title of the article was, I Can't Stop Lying. And it was, like, a Medium article. And it was about this guy that was a pathological liar and how it's, like, completely ruined his life. He lied about going to Mount Everest to his wife when he was, like, in Chicago. And he lied about sneaking into China without a passport and, like, all of this shit. And it's, like, it's completely ruined his life. So it's, like, you could have gone one of two ways. And I'm glad that you went the way that you went.
And, you know, let's take a moment to talk about how stressful lying is.
Oh, my God.
Because the few times I've lied, which is, like, I can't come to work today. And this is obviously not current day, like, but in the past when I've had to go to work and needed to get out of it, it's like, I can't go to work. I'm doing this, but we've actually done this. It's like, I have to be like, no one can post. No one can this. It's just, it starts.
And it spreads.
But you see how easy it can happen. And mine barely counts. Imagine when you're doing sort of elaborate lies that involve your children or your family. But you firstie with a heart of gold.
Chose the high ground.
You also told your grandma the truth as soon as you got there because you felt guilty.
Yep.
Like, you're like a textbook normal, healthy, responsive person where you, like, felt guilty when you saw your sad brother. Like, that is exactly, like, your parents should be really proud. That's how it's supposed to work. That's how mine works. That's how yours works. But that's not how everybody's works. That's why we have a true crime podcast. Not everybody feels bad when that happens. Like Jack said,
you're a good person.
Good person.
I'm going to start imagining your brother in the puffer coat.
I just see the guy from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
With his tongue stuck to the thing. You know, like that's what I'm seeing before the tongue thing.
I know.
But just the disappointment over the animatronic Pokemon, which they probably have one.
I know. You know, overseas. What? It would be a great Christmas gift to
create one,
find one, and give it to your brother.
That is a great idea.
You know,
you full heard circle it here moment. First.
Gift giving.
I love it.
All right. So now all that's left is the stanza. And I feel like we're going to riff because we had so much fun doing that before.
Listen, oh, I'm shit. So okay. glad about this. So because I have an amazing beginning thing to riff. Jingle bells, jingle bells. George is not okay. Oh, what fun it is to live in a life full of dismay. Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells. What a crappy fucking day.
I only like the top of the muffin. The rest I'll throw away.
Hey!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Festivus.
Love you, firsties.
I was shocked, you know? They were always such a good team, so successful. But to do something like that, to exceed their budget?
While being over budget might not be a crime, it can disrupt workflows. With Monday.com, you and the team can be sure that you're all in sync. All the data, latest updates, files, and budgets are visible to everyone, so you won't miss a thing. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.